Blog Talk Radio.
This is Equestrian Legacy Radio. Equestrian Legacy Radio is live talk radio for all equestrians and those that love the equestrian lifestyle. I'm your host, Gary Holt. We have a great show that's lined up today. We're really excited to be celebrating the diamond anniversary of the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration. And we have some guests that have honored us by agreeing to join us on the show today. So we're looking forward to talking with them. Let me mention that this is a show that normally we do for an hour, but we have scheduled 2 hours today to allow our callers to call in and share their celebration memories. So we have guests that have been scheduled and that we'll be visiting with, and then we'll open the phone lines up a little bit later for any of our listeners to call in and share their stories from celebrations past. So we look forward to hearing from you today. But we're going to start this morning with Mr. Mike Inman, who is the CEO of the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration. We're really happy to have Mike with us. And Mike, let me say first of all that we want to extend our sympathies for your loss this past week. And we're just grateful that you were able to schedule some time to be with us today. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect as we celebrate 75 years of celebration history.
Well, first, Gary, I want to thank you for letting me get on board on the call today. And as we just discussed briefly before we came on, the activity is in full swing and then some. As you mentioned, it's the 75th anniversary of what is the largest horse show in the country as far as outside attendance and people coming to visit the show, participate. Last year on the 10 days, we had over 160,000 people, and we expect similar to that this year. And when you celebrate something that's lasted 75 years, you know you're in a pretty small club. So there's not much of anything that has stood the test of time like that. And we're particularly excited. And you talk about things and memories. One of the biggest memories we're going to have is we publish every year. Most people know, but those that are new to what the celebration is wouldn't be aware. But we publish a not only a program of the horses that are entered in and planning to compete at the event, but we also publish a magazine called The Blue Ribbon, which talks about stories of the celebration and horses that are planning to attend and participate and compete. Are also included in that book for people to look at and enjoy and then to save as a keepsake and a memento. This year we're adding a section called Looking Back Over the Past 75 Years, because this is such a unique event and it's such a unique year for us. And that has been taken off and very, very well received by the folks that we've reached out to. And this Blue Ribbon book will become a commemorative one featuring that Looking Back section. And we expect this book, we know it will be 246 pages this
wow.
year. And there will be, and that is over 100 pages more than last year or what a typical year is because of this special part. And we'll also have commemorative hardbound editions of this book. And I had a chance to work with the proofing group 2 days ago as it was sending off to the printer. And it's just some amazing things and amazing people and amazing horses. To look back, it's you'll see pictures of the celebration from one angle, the grounds in 1939 as they were just building the first rails and the first box seats, and then you take a picture of it today, and it's like from another world. And some of the histories, and you see how deep the family tradition goes, 2, 3, and 4 generations. I think that is something that I know will be very special from outside of the show ring, but it'll be a great keepsake for people. And then, of course, every year when you have the horses and you have the competitors, there's a whole new set of memories that are created. And I know Chad Bauckham will be talking about his special memory from last year. So it's just an exciting time. It's just an exciting time. And that is one of the biggest differences that we're going to see this 75th year is this commemorative Blue Ribbon edition.
Well, we're looking forward to that. I know I still have my 50th celebration Blue Ribbon and many more to go along with that. And by the way, this will be my 60th year to attend the celebration. So we've been happy to see some of the changes that have taken place in the facility over the years and the activities, and really, really looking forward to seeing what's in store for us for the 75th anniversary. Mike, is there anything special that we could look for that is going to be taking place to celebrate this?
Well, we're doing some things. We're honoring all of our past celebration queens. That would be coming in, what, even on a Thursday night. And as a matter of fact, you're going to have one of them on the show. I understand Laura Brandon will be on the show a little later, and she's one of the honorees, and we're putting her in a convertible and letting her make the tour around the track again. However, we are not going to let Wallace have the keys.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
He's going to have to give that back. And then we'll be honoring people during the event of special achievements that have gone on. And like I said, of course, the Blue Ribbon, the commemorative section will be very, very special. And what's amazing is this horse and this event is always a moving story. And there'll be the proverbial debates on as horses come in the ring, comparing them to former champions in the same division, and that's always a lot of fun. We're also Dee Dee Decker had a special rhinestone encrusted coat that she debuted in an amateur mare and gelding championship that's been part of the horse lore at the celebration for decades, and we're bringing that coat back. She's kind enough to let us have that, and it's an amazing little bit of trivia on that. You would think, oh, it's the ladies' coat. Dee Dee was very demure young woman, and this coat, which is in incredible shape after these years, and you think, well, this teeny little lady is going to wear this coat, and you pick it up, and what's amazing, it weighs over 30 pounds.
My goodness.
Yes, and that's featured in part of the Looking Back section, and modeled by Miss Lily Waits. And after this show, it will be donated to Tennessee Walking Horse Museum. And so that's another thing that we're going to do, and it's special. And again, when you get people involved in Looking Back, it's amazing how deep the roots extend with people such as yourself. 60 years, a tradition, a vacation tradition, a destination spot every year, and that holds true for so many people. And what makes the last 10 days in August, or the last 10 days before Labor Day, such a special time for everyone every year.
Well, it really does, and the celebration has always been an event. I know we have four generations now that are attending the celebration, and you couldn't get all of us in a box seat, so we have to spread out into the reserved seat sections for that final Saturday night, so we're looking forward to that. And I remember Dee Dee's coat. Hopefully she may even call in later in the show if she gets to hear this show and talk with us a little bit. Mike, let me ask you, what was your first celebration?
Mine was 1985.
1985.
Yeah, and I lived in Dallas, Texas at the time. We got involved with trail horses and ended up at a barn of a former fellow that formerly trained show horses, and he got us interested in the walking horses, and then we listened to his stories and made the trip up, and of course we're immediately bitten by the bug, and this is my 28th year. This is my first year out of the 28 that I'm not actually riding and showing horses, so it's a little different. But we've come from out of state. This is our first celebration where we actually live in Shelbyville and live in Tennessee that will be here of those 28. So we were part of that pilgrimage that came every year, and of course, you know, that as a person that's come every year, not only is it time to get back with family, it's time to get with your horse family and see people that you don't see but this one time a year, and get those, renew those friendships and create new ones. And it's if you haven't experienced a celebration, you don't quite understand, but once you experience it one time, you want to experience it again. And as you know, that's what makes it so very special, especially if you follow the horses throughout the year and look at the magazines and the publications to watch the horses and to get them all together at one spot. And like, you want to see where, you know, that horse that Chad Bauckham's been having out in North Carolina, you've read about him, you've seen him, you want to see him up close. Those are the kind of things that make it special.
It really does, and welcome to Tennessee. A little bit late in welcoming you, but welcome to Tennessee. And you know, by the way, this show is heard live in over 20 countries that I know of, as well as across the U.S. and Canada. So, and a lot of our listeners are really not familiar with a walking horse. So I hope after we finish this show, we'll have folks that may want to make plans to attend next year. And find out what all of the activities and the people and the horses are that have made the celebration such an event as we go into its 75th year. So, Mike, I appreciate so much you taking the time to join us on this phone call. I know that you are just covered up with things to do. And as a matter of fact, the entire celebration staff is to be commended for all the efforts and the hard work they put into making this such a great event. Connie Nixon Allen, I have known for years, and she actually called me after 9 o'clock the other night, and I looked and I said, I think I recognize that number. And she was still at the office working. So thanks so much for the dedication, for the good staff that you have at the celebration, and for your efforts now as the CEO of the celebration in providing us with a venue to enjoy both the horses and the people and the events that make the celebration such a memorable event for so many people. So thanks a lot, and look forward to seeing you during the celebration.
Will do, Gary, and thank you for the opportunity, and help us get the message about the Tennessee Walking Horse, which without a doubt is unparalleled. It, from trail to rail, he's the best horse out there, without a doubt. And
well,
I appreciate
amen.
You giving the opportunity to put that message out. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, bye-bye. Will do.
All right. We appreciate Mike taking the time to call in and join us today. And, again, we have a special show that we're doing. It's going to be a two-hour show if that's what we need. We want to invite our listeners to call in and share your memories, and we'll open the lines up for all of our listeners a little bit later as we go through the show. But right now, we have a young man that's going to talk with us a little bit about his ride for the roses. And, Chad Bauckham, welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much.
When did you start at the celebration?
I showed the first time in 77 and won the 11 and under class in 78.
Wow. And you've had some great horses throughout the years. And I know that Walk Time Charlie has to have a special place in your heart, but what about a horse before that time?
I had two horses that were the first two that I really had a lot of success with was Prize Crystal, and we won the 11 and under class with me training her in 87, and we bought a horse called Charcoal's Delight that same year, and I won the 15-2 stake with him in 88.
Well, and I remember him. He was a great horse, and
yes,
yeah, really enjoyed watching you show and watching him perform. Talk to us a little bit about Walk Time Charlie and the process and that road to deciding to enter him in the state class and how that felt.
It really started when we first bought the horse. We intentionally didn't know how good he was. He hadn't been shown as his 3-year-old year but one time. And we went and looked at him, and we purchased him. Maybe if he wasn't as good as we thought he was, we were going to make a juvenile horse out of him for John's Calicut son, Landon.
Uh-huh.
And got him home, and he really started doing good and started putting a canter on him, and it was time to go to show. So John showed him in amateur class at a trainer show when he was 4 and was a huge success, and everybody you know, was wanting to buy him, and at that time he didn't really want to sell him, but he did. He sold half of him to Bob Kilgore and Neil Holland at that time, and then we had to change our route from amateur to open class, and that's when I started showing him in the four-year-old open.
Mm-hmm.
And went through that year, had some ups and downs with his canter and everything, and ended up he got hurt at the celebration. Didn't make a very good show, and we had to put him up for about 8 months. We
wow.
didn't get to start him back until the third week of March. And it was real iffy, you know, was he going to be in shape to show at the celebration? Was he going to be good enough to show at the celebration where Bob and Neil had, you know, invested for that state course? And everything was really just touch and go all year. We tried to show him at over the Ag Center, 4th of July, and it was muddy and had a mess. He messed up in his canter, and I don't know if anybody was over there, but he ended up jumping the fence.
Mm.
And we were scared to death he got hurt there, and we ended up bringing him back and showing him at Lewisburg, and that was the first time I knew that we was getting close to being ready to go. He showed really good over there, and the next 3 to 4 weeks after that, he just like he got better every day. And by the time celebration got there, he was without a doubt the best horse I'd ever ridden.
Well, he made a tremendous show both times last year during the celebration, and it really is a testimony to the type of heart that a horse like Walk Time Charlie has to come back from injuries and
yes.
and a little bit of a late start in getting prepared to enter the largest competition that he'll ever face.
Yeah.
How'd you feel as you were going into that final Saturday night?
You know, when I went into the class the last night, I mean, when I went in the gate, I knew that was the best I'd ever had him. And he showed I'm absolutely perfect. And once we got out of the canter business and I got all that under my belt, I knew we had a good shot. I didn't know what everybody else had, but I know my horse was really good.
Well, he looked terrific. As a young man who had been training for years, how did it feel to you when they called out your number that night?
It was a long time coming. I had shown two other horses, Star of the Future, and been reserve on him, and showed Star and been reserve on him, and to finally win that, it was a big achievement for me.
Well, it was pretty exciting. Has that changed your life any?
Not really. I mean, we still get up and go to work and do the same things, but we have had to make a lot more appearances with our horse than I would have if I hadn't won it.
Well, I tell you what, I think he has been one of the most popular World Grand Champions in several years, and you've let a lot of people ride him, haven't you?
Anybody that asked.
Well, I know that's exciting for folks. So
I don't know if anybody had seen it, but they put a bunch of the videos that other people had ridden him, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that. And what's amazing is to go back and look at all these people that rides that horse. And he looks the same with them as he does me. I mean, he's just an outstanding animal.
Well, he puts a smile on a lot of people's faces, and that's
he
sure.
does. Yep.
Now, will you be exhibiting him this year at the celebration?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate very much you taking the time, Chad, to be with us on the call. We look forward to seeing you at the celebration this year. And
thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you're like a lot of folks that are joining us today. There's a lot to do to get ready for the celebration that starts in just a few days. And so we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we appreciate Chad joining us, and we've got Dee Dee Miller-Sale that's on the line with us, and we have Beverly Lamp that's on the line as well, and we've just had somebody else that has called in, so let me see who we have and say hi. Hi, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
This is Russ Thompson.
Hey, Russ, how are you doing?
Oh, any better, I'd be a twin.
Gosh, I don't think we could take two of you. Hey, listen, we've got Dee Dee Miller that's been on the phone with us, and we've got Beverly Lamp, and we haven't had a chance to talk with them. If you'll hang with us just a minute, we're going to talk with them for just a few minutes, And this is just kind of like a family conversation. And I just saw a phone call come in from Germany. So let's say hi to Denise. Is that you?
Yes, this is me. Hey.
How are you?
I'm really good. How about you?
Good, good. So you're on the line with Dee Dee Miller-Sale and Beverly Lamp and Russ Thompson. And if you can hold for just a minute, we're going to chat with them and be right back with you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Great, great. Well, as I've said, we've got a lot of great folks that have joined us today on our phone call. And and Dee Dee has agreed to co-host this show today. And so I just am grateful for her for doing that. Let's talk with Beverly just a minute, though. Beverly?
Yes, sir.
You are just one of the sweetest people that I know in the horse business.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You have worked halter colts for me. You've worked with several of my horses, and they've always been a dream. And I've watched you as you've progressed through the halter ranks. Is that your favorite?
Yes, sir, it is. You've seen me grow up with that. I kind of branched out in the halter division back in 99-2000 and just loved it. I had a passion for those babies, and it's just, you can tell. I mean, when I hit the ring, that's all I can, I mean, I just love it. I absolutely love it. And it's very rewarding because, you know, you start with that baby that's rearing up, hauling you, kicking you, and you're thinking, oh, boy, you know, and then here in a, you know, a few months later, you're at the celebration, and when you win a ribbon with it, you're thinking, wow, amazing. You know how far that this colt came. This is an amazing animal. And we have the best air breed, the Tennessee Walking Horse. And I've worked with other breeds growing up. And by far, air breed is just phenomenal. The willing, the heart, the disposition that this animal has is amazing. And the willing to please.
Yeah, they really are, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot harder to lead a colt than it is to ride one. I've done both.
Yeah,
and it sure is. I'm not in enough shape to be leading too many colts today, I'm afraid. But what was your most exciting time so far at the celebration?
Well, I've got to say, you know, I worked for Bill Bobo there for 3 years, and I love the man. He's just an amazing man, and I learned a lot there. And the night Jose's All-Pro won, that was the most, I mean, it was amazing that night, just going into that celebration. And, you know, and then when he got pulled in the workout, people started chanting Bobo, Bobo, and, I mean, it was just an amazing celebration for me. I'll always remember it. And Bill winning that 4-year-old World Grand Championship on him. And I was a part of it, a part of the team. And it was an amazing experience for me and the family. It couldn't have came to a better people. They're good people.
Well, I appreciate
really
that.
Exciting.
And actually, we had invited Bill and Connie to join us on the call today. And as most folks know, Connie is not doing well, and so she had to pass, but I think she's probably listening today, so we appreciate you saying that. Didn't you win your first world championship?
Yeah, that was last year, and, you know, I worked so hard to get there, and I thought that day's never going to come because everybody will be like, oh, now, Beverly, you got to pay your dues. You got to pay your dues. I'm thinking, oh, man, I just really, you know, really want to get that monkey off my back and win me a world grand, you know?
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I had the opportunity last year. I worked, you know, along with Roger Richards. He's a magnificent colt person. I've learned so much from him, and I've got to give him a lot of my credit. To get me to where I am today. And I got to thank Lorraine and Keith Rothberry for buying such a fantastic colt in June. We were showing over at the Ag Center, and I was showing Lorraine's horse, and Robert Nails was showing this colt. It was his very first show. So I come out of the ring, you know, and I said, man, that's a nice coat Robert had. And Lorraine went over within 3 days and looked at him, purchased the colt, and brought him to me. He said, there you go, sweetheart. And I was like, oh, thank you. And the rest is history. That colt was very pleasing, wonderful, and we came a long ways, and he was just natural, and every lick was the same with him. And I kept thinking, gosh, he's so awesome. He's so awesome. And that gave me the opportunity to carry a set of roses out of that ring. And I got a unanimous. I was the fourth woman ever to win the World Grand with a yearling. And
wow.
I was the only woman to win it unanimous. So that was, I was sitting there with that spotlight going around, you know, your heart, you're just sitting there and you're thinking, oh, gosh, and they go, you know, unanimous. And I went, oh, man, I probably didn't get it. And they go, coaching, and that's my horse's name, and preaching. I just, as soon as they said coaching, I just fell to my knees, and I thank God. You know, he was the first one. I thank you, God, you know, so much.
Oh, gosh.
So
it
was amazing to walk that spotlight, I got to say. It was totally amazing.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Well, it's a pleasure to watch you do so well in the show ring, because I know how hard you work with your colts and how much time that you spend with them. I've got somebody else that's called in. Let me see who we've got here. Hello? Oh, that's you. I've got too many numbers lighting up here. Let me grab this one. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. How are you doing?
Is this the right number to call on?
This is the right number. It is. You're live and on the air right now, and we're talking with Beverly Lamp, and we've got Russ Thompson that's on hold, and also Denise Keyser. If you can hold on just a moment, we'll get right back with you. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Be right back. All right, Beverly. We're going to get hold of Denise because she's actually in Germany today and calling in from there. And I know that we need to let her visit with us a little bit. Denise, we've got you live on the air. How are you?
I'm really good. How about you?
I am doing very well. We've got several guests that are on the line with you as well, and appreciate you calling from Germany. So.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're always fun to have on the show. We did a show with you and Russ a few months ago, and people really enjoyed hearing about what's going on with walking horses in Germany. So tell us a little bit about your first celebration, and you're planning on coming over this year, I think.
Yes. I'm actually coming in next week. I'm going to be there on Wednesday. The first time I ever got to come over for the celebration was in 2004, and because in 2003 when I actually came the first time to Tennessee, it was right after the celebration, and so I had to wait for a whole year so I get to go to it, and 04 was my first celebration, and
okay.
That was also the first time I showed there.
All right. Well, what and you haven't missed any years since then, have you?
I had to miss one year, but I was sure enough watching it online.
Well, that's great. Well, tell me what your most exciting celebration memory is.
Well, I guess there is a few. It's just because everything's been really special to me since, you know, it's such a big deal to go there and actually, I mean, just to watch it and, of course, then to be in it and to be participating. And 04 was, of course, really exciting because that was the first time I got to show, and I also won the first year that I showed. I won a world championship. So that was really exciting. And then really special to me was when in 2005, that was actually we brought horses from Europe for the first time over to the celebration, and we showed, and we've done really, really well, and we were really happy with the horses going through all the changes and everything and with the different country and all the hustle they had to go through to get there. And we won a world championship with one horse, and we're reserve world champion with the other horse, and the third horse, he finished in the top three. So that was all really exciting. And 05 was also the very first time that I got to show Royal Label. Russ had bought him a few years before that, and he's been just keeping him as a breeding stallion there, and that was the first time I got to show him. And I think it's been 10 years since he had shown until then. So
Wow.
And that was very exciting.
Yeah, well, that is exciting. Can you hold on the line just a minute and let's visit with Russ just a second?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Russ, I appreciate you holding for us, and we've got a lot of great guests, as I said. Can you tell us about the first time you came to the celebration? Because I know you're a Tennessee boy that moved to California, but what was your first celebration?
My first celebration I ever come and spent time at was 73. And bumming around one it that year with Billy Gray and Mr. Charlie Bobo, and Billy Gray had a big work off that year. Mike's Mighty Delight.
Right.
That was my first celebration, and just been a bigger and better one every year since.
Well, now, were you showing in that first celebration, or were you just there to watch?
No, I came to watch. First year I ever showed at Celebration in 1981.
Okay, now, were you in California at that time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was in California, and I had Mr. Neil Devon's horse. His first name was Boney Maroney, and then we changed his name to Silver Fox. And later, Zsa Zsa Gabor bought that horse, and we won the celebration with him in 81. And they didn't give a set of roses away to the plantation horse. That was called the plantation class at that time.
Right.
They didn't give away a set of roses or nothing for the plantation horse, and they didn't put the spotlight on the plantation horse. You just went up there and you won the stake, and we wanted a set of roses for the plantation horse, so we bought had the roses made and stuff for the plantation horse for 3 years in a row, and then they started giving the roses. And Ron Thomas called me and said, We're gonna start giving away to the flat shod horses and stuff now because people really got into it. And so our first set of roses we ever won, we'd sponsored that class so that they would have a set of roses and had it made.
Oh, that's great.
And then we continued to show in it. And, of course, we kept buying a set of roses for the flat shod division for 3 years, and then they started giving it away. And the first year they didn't cut the spotlights off for the plantation horse, and we worked on that all year and got them to start cutting a spotlight on the plantation horse. They scared them pleasure horses to jump out of the rain.
Oh, goodness. Well, we need to give credit to all of our divisions that show, and so that was great that you started that way. You've had just some of the best horses in the ring for years and years and years, and had a great relationship with the Arthur Gordon family. What would you say are some of your most memorable moments at the celebration?
Of course, winning the World Grand Championship in 94 was exciting. It was a dream come true. But in, I think it was 92, I feel like was one of the most exciting years I ever had in my life. I had won the I won the 3-year-old World Grand Championship with Armed Dangers. And Susan Gordon had won the amateur division World Grand Championship with Fire and Ice. And Kelly had won the juvenile World Grand Championship. And then Susie Brassy had won the World Grand Championship, what we know now as the Park Pleasure class, with Generator's Elegance, and we'd won that set of roses too. And to me, that was a heck of a night. I mean, it was just one of those nights that everything fell into place, and it was great. And I'd won a pleasure division, a juvenile division, an amateur division, and a professional division, and it was a dream come true to me.
That was a dream celebration. So, well, you had some great horses. You had the Specialist. You had Gents Fire and Ice. That just was consistent. And does he have the record? Maybe as some of the most world championships?
Jens Farnese has won 43 blue ribbons out of the celebration ring. He's won more than any horse living or dead.
Yeah.
Great, great specimen, and we was unfortunate and lost him this year. And we had, that was a real prayer meeting day, but we had to put him down this year and had him taken care of, and that was a great loss to us. I mean, we've had some, the Gordons and other customers, you know, we've had some great, great horses for customers, and, you know, like Jen Fire and I, Specialists, Armed Dangers, and Ebony's Go Boys Dream, Flash Dance, Pusher's Evening Star, Dragon Fire, Hermano Go, Aspen Go. I mean, we've had, it's just been a Generators of Elegance with My Lady Darling. You know, it just
goes on and on.
Bad News Debut, Smokey Topaz and Dixie Chick. I mean, we've had some great, great horses. I mean, we've just been fortunate that people trusted us with their horses, and we've just tried to do good with them.
Well, you've had a tremendous career and great customers and, of course, fabulous horses to go along with that. Tell me, and I asked Chad earlier about this, and how did you feel when you won that grand championship with Jens Armed and Dangerous? What was that feeling?
It's unspeakable. I mean, I always felt great when I had a horse that I could compete in the World Grand Championship, because I always really liked riding with my peers out there that I thought was a great horseman. And I remember winning the 3-year-old World Grand Championship that night, and when I won the 3-year-old with the same horse. And when I won, I'm bad about whistling. When one of my riders wins, I whistle, you know, when they called my number as a 3-year-old, I whistled and to myself, you know, I'm bad about just doing a big old loud whistle, and I whistled before I pulled out of the lineup, and I thought next day, I said, I whistled out there in front of all my peers, I probably looked like a big dummy, you know. So sitting in the lineup that night, I said, boy, I hope I've won this thing. And I said, now, Lord, if I do win this thing, don't let me whistle out here. I sat there waiting for that spotlight to go around, and then they called my number, and my number was 34. And I whistled like the devil and jumped out of that lineup and took off. And I remember Mr. Albert Landers that runs Landers Tires here in Cheville. He kept standing up on the chair when a searchlight was going around. He said, you've won this thing. You've won this thing. And I thought, Lord have mercy, I hope you're right. But it was a glorious feeling. And of course I wasn't the most popular win in the world because of Ramsey's had his following, and a lot of people holler for Ramsey, and hell, I holler for Ramsey. He's a great horseman, still is a great horseman, but rode some great horses.
Yeah.
But I always felt like my horse was a great horse. He was a different era of horse. That's the only thing I hated about winning. I had to give up my horse and send him to the
breeding barn.
My horse showed his talent in the breeding barn. You know, he'd been leading breeding horse and the Breeders Association, and you know, all of his horses either make one division or another. They don't just make a show horse or you're out. And he's a gifted horse. I was fortunate.
Well, when I look out in my pasture, I see a young mare that looks just like her daddy. So I've always been a fan of Armed and Dangerous, and enjoyed him that night when he won. So he was a different moving horse, and he certainly proved himself, as you've said. Russ, let me, and Aditi, you've been on the phone for a while, so remember you're co-hosting this thing, but I'm going to bring Laura on, and let's talk with Lauren Wallace. And Russ, if you want to stay on the line, that's fine, and if you need to leave, that would be okay too, whatever you need to do.
Well, I got to stay and listen to Laura and Wallace a little bit now. I know Wallace has got some stories.
All right, and you might want to, you know, kind of kid him along a little bit if you'd like to. So let's hey, Laura, you're live and on the air. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate that. How are you doing?
Great.
Good.
Wallace
good.
Is over here, too.
Well, good. Hi, Wallace. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good, good. Well, you're on the line. We have Dee Dee Miller-Sale and Russ Thompson and Denise Bader-Keezer that are all live and on the air with us right now. But we didn't want to just keep you holding. And you guys have been so connected with this business for so many years, and I know you've got wonderful stories that you can share with us. But let me start with Laura. Laura, when did you first get involved with the Walking Horses and your first celebration?
I was born into the Walking Horses. I was born in Mississippi, and my father had Walking Horses down there. He had a stable of Walking Horses, and he and my mama bought Black Angel after she won the celebration. But he died, and my mother moved to Tennessee and married a horse trainer. So that's all I've ever done all my life has been around horses. And then I married one, too.
and then you married one, so you were really in it then. So
I remember my first memory is really when we moved to the new ground and they sold the boxes for 10 years for $1,000. And
wow.
Mama bought one of those, and we're still sitting in the same box.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome.
I got one other thing to say about Russ Thompson is he bought the Silver Fox from us, and my son had won the celebration on him the year before that Zsa Zsa bought him. So I know lots of Russ Thompson stories, too. So anyway,
Uh-oh.
Go ahead and talk to us.
Oh, gosh. Well, this could get to be fun in just a minute. Hey, Wallace, when did you get started in the walking horse business?
Strolling Jim and myself won our first Blue in 39 at Woodbury.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I had a white pony of a curly spotted Allen.
Well, you know, I had a mare that was by Curly Spotted Allen. That was the first horse. The first horse my dad bought was a Tobiano mare that was by him.
Well, Curly Spotted Allen and Roland F. Jr. at that time was probably the two of the top breeding horses in our area.
Well, a lot of folks don't remember those names, but you've got to been in the business a long time to remember them. What was your first celebration?
I went there in 39.
You were there in 39.
I think we stood up over there last year, and Angie Martin and myself was the only two I remember seeing.
Wow. Well, and now we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the celebration, and it just has gone by pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I think I missed one. I was on a job up in Pennsylvania, and we had a show or something that week, and I couldn't come. So I've been to every celebration except that one.
Wow, wow. Well, I told Mike Inman earlier this was my 60th year to attend, but to have been there for all but one of 75 is just amazing. Wallace, what's your favorite memory of the celebration?
Well, the night I won the stud class on Sensational Shadow, was a great night and looked like everybody tied me in. Everybody thought I was going to win a big stake, and it comes the biggest rain that's ever been in the history of Shelbyville, I guess. And so I wound up reserve champion that night. And they, ironically, they had called it off, but some of the boys didn't hear it, and they rode on in, and then everybody kept following, so they went on and had it. So that was kind of a bad night for me.
Yeah. What year was that?
Gosh, 69,
I believe. Okay, well, 69.
Yeah,
1960. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was there that year, and I ruined a good pair of shoes wading through all that water. So
yes,
that was.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. Laura, what about your most memorable celebration?
They're all memorable to me. Every time this old frog goes over there and wins another ribbon, it's memorable. Be able to keep on doing it. So, a couple of years ago, we had won four blues over there in a reserve, and our colts were all out of the same mare, and we raised them all, and that was a lot of fun for three different horses to be out of the same mare and do so well at the celebration.
Right, right. Well, and you know, Russ is sitting there listening to all of this. Russ, have you got any stories that you could tell on Wallace that the general public could hear?
I tell you one of the most fun I had one night was Wallace was cooking, and I was lucky enough to get invited to his house and over there and sat that night, and he cooked and Laura cooked, and we sat around and told stories and looked at pictures, and Wallace got to digging out pictures, and I had the best time of my life looking at all that stuff and listening to the stories, because now Wallace has got some done. And I think he still got the pictures, but he must not be cooking no more because I didn't get invited this year.
I retired.
Retired from the cooking. Okay. Hey, listen, I think we have the Edwards family on here. Hold on just a minute, and let's say hi to them. This is live and on the air. Is this the Edwards family?
It is.
Who do we have here?
We're all here.
You're all there. Okay. Well, we're talking with Wallace and Laura Brandon, and they're telling some stories, and Russ Thompson is just telling some tales on them too. He's on the air with us as well. Can you hold just a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Just be right back with you. We've got Denise Geiser on the phone too. So let me get with Denise just a second and say something to her. Denise?
Yes.
Denise, I hate to just keep you on the phone there. You're welcome to stay on, and we'll get back with you in just a few minutes.
No problem at all.
Okay, good deal. Because we just hate to have people continue to hold, and we want to talk with everybody. Wallace, have you got any stories you can tell on Russ? Because he was talking about your cooking.
Well, I've been knowing Russ a long, long time. We've been pretty good buddies, and he does a good job of putting horse in a ring and riding and showing, I tell you that. If you beat him, you done beat them all.
Well, he does have some great horses, and you've had great horses over the years as well. Laura, what has been your favorite horse? I mean, you've shown for all these years. Do you have a favorite that comes to mind?
Probably Ebony's Darling Lady.
And she was just a legend.
She just didn't live very long. she did win the three-year-old championships. I guess she's one of the only mares that ever won the three-year-old championship. But she was really good that night. And then I had Rock and Roll and Mint Julep and Magic Spell. I've had a lot of good ones.
Well, you really have. You really have. Is there a particular horse, Wallace, that stood out more to you? I know you had some great horses in the pleasure side of things, too. Heap and Spoonful is one that comes to my mind.
I think Heap and Spoonful is probably the only horse that was world champion English, Western, and driving. I think I'm correct in that.
Yeah. Well, and you had him for a long, long time, so successful in your career with him. Ron Thomas was on a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling a story about some kind of a versatility class that you were in, and some morning class, and you were supposed to be ground tying a horse. And did that horse get away?
I don't remember the incident.
Don't remember?
I do.
Laura, what happened on that?
Well, it was something to see Wallace riding versatility class. they usually did anything but go over the obstacle. They might lay down and roll over, but they wouldn't go over the obstacle with him.
Wouldn't go over the obstacle with him? Oh, gosh. Well,
he's patient enough to do that kind of work.
Yeah. Well, he's shown in every division that there is in the celebration, and has been exciting to watch through the years. Let's visit with the Edwards just a little bit. I appreciate them calling, and I know, as I said, everybody is really busy trying to get ready for the celebration. And we're back live with Larry and Gary and Paige. And is Florence on the phone too? Hello? Do we have Paige on the line?
Yes, and Florence is too. You didn't hear her. But Florence is also.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you taking time to call, and we're running over just a little bit with our time, but so appreciate you holding and taking the time to join us on our call today. Let me start with Larry. And Larry, you have ridden a world grand champion, and your dad, and I was telling Gary and Paige, I think both the other day, we chatted for just a little bit. Your father won the World Grand Championship the year that I was born on Old Glory's Big Man. What, Larry, has been your favorite memories from the celebration?
I really don't know. It's just I've had quite a few of them. But I guess when I rode Cold Ice, when 80... What was it? And I forget what.
78.
78. Okay. He was reserve world grand champion. And then my favorite member was with Hard Cash. We won in 87.
Right. Right. Well, that was an exciting class that year. There was quite a bit of competition, and I think you were having some problems with his shoes staying on, or
yeah,
that had
it
to be
came
a
off. We had 10 seconds before they. The time was up on the horse, so it got a little hairy right there, but we made it.
Well, it was a great class. It was an exciting class. Do you have any memories of your dad showing?
Yes, I can remember, but I didn't see him show at the celebration. My mother would never let us go to the because the school started a week before the celebration did. We lived in Quincy, Florida then. And she wouldn't let us go because the school started, so we had to go to school.
Right.
I can remember my dad, he taught Gary and I what we know about these things. And I guess we had a pretty good teacher.
Well, you had a terrific teacher. You had a terrific teacher. Gary, you showed one of, I guess, everybody's favorite horses, and that was Pride's Generator. Can you tell us a little bit about showing him and getting him started and what that was like?
Well, he was sort of my claim to fame. He won the 2, 3, and the 4-year-old World Grand Championship, and he was, of course, real pretty saw with a white mane and tail, and everybody thought he was they just thought he was the prettiest thing going, and of course I did too. And in addition to winning that, we took him to the 84 Olympics in California, and was out there 2 weeks with at the Olympics, and you never saw as many people yell for a horse. We'd take him into a big arena where it'd be 50 to 60,000 people, and they'd stand up and roar when he'd come in. So that was a pretty big thrill. And Russ was a big part of he helped us coordinate all of that for the 2 weeks we were out there, and that was a pretty big deal for me, I'll say that.
Well, he was an amazing horse. I guess I can remember that 4-year-old championship. I believe it was it Pride's Marquita in the preliminary class that was pretty exciting to watch Generator and Marquita competing that 4-year-old preliminary. That was an exciting evening.
Right.
And then I guess 2011 might have been a kind of an exciting year, wasn't it?
2011 wasn't bad. We won the big stake, the juvenile stake, and the three-year-old stake. And, of course, getting to win the big stake was a big deal for me. And I was about to think I wasn't going to ever get to do that, but it was exciting. And the horse business has been good to the Edwards, and we've enjoyed it for a lifetime.
Well, you've brought a lot of great horses to the ring for all of the fans to enjoy, and it's just, again, I mentioned earlier, I think that with the guests that we have on the show today, we could do an hour show with every one of our guests and still have time to talk about the different horses. Paige, you have been recognized, I think, as a master breeder with the Breeders Association, and I guess that's kind of where your love is, isn't it?
It is. I love the mamas and the babies.
Well, and you've produced and raised a lot of horses that have gone on and won championships at Celebration through all these years. Do you have a favorite memory of the Celebration? I guess maybe when Gary won might be one of them, but what about from just horses that you've raised?
When Ritz won in 96. When he won the stake, that was thrilling. His mother was still here in our backyard, and we loved Ritz, and we were very proud.
Well, he's been a great horse, and he's continued to thrill crowds, and with his offspring as well. Florence, are you you have any special memories from any of the celebrations that you could share with us? I can hardly hear Florence. Is there another phone that she might take, or?
Florence, just talk louder if you can.
I said that I have a lot of memories over the years, and I guess my best memory is in '97 when I went on that lady's
You'll say
something. Because I'd always wanted to win. And
can you hear me now? Or hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Year in '97 when I won on That Lady's in Command, and just every year. I mean, it's been thrilling. You know, watching Game World win, and just every year is great for me.
Well, and you guys kind of have a horse that a few people are talking about now that's going to be competing. What is his name?
Honors.
I knew who that was. I just wanted to hear you say that.
He's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, I guess his three-year-old and four-year-old were pretty exciting, weren't they?
Yes, sir. Every year's been exciting. I mean, he's just the best horse or greatest horse I've ever been around.
Well, I know that a lot of our listeners wish they could hear an interview with Honors, but that's not going to be possible. But I'm sure they'll look forward to seeing him in just a few weeks at the Celebration. Let me, if you can hold just a minute. We need to get back. I've got a young lady from Germany that's on the line, and I hate to just keep her on there. So let me check with Denise. Hey,
okay.
Denise.
Hey.
I hate to keep you holding, but if you want to, that's fine. And
hey, I enjoy listening to everybody, so that's good. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. You know, one of the folks that we haven't talked to yet is Dee Dee. And Dee Dee, you're a very quiet
yep.
co-host.
Well, you're doing such a good job. I can get a word in it. So much fun to hear all these people and see the family connections as far as people who've grown up in the business. Florence, Gary and Larry, Paige. You know, these people I grew up watching and absolutely adoring and idolizing, and it's been so much fun to get to know them and be a part of their walking horse family too.
Thank you.
Well, and we're going to talk a little bit a little bit as we go through the program with you, and a horse that some folks might be familiar with named Masquerading, and his experience. Do you have any questions, anything that you want to ask any of the folks that are on the line right now?
I just think this is a tremendous program, and thank you for the opportunity for all of us to get together and talk about these things. It's like taking a walk down memory lane, really. It's just been, the Edwards family has been so tremendous in everything they do, and so has Laura. My first celebration, I think Laura was one of the things that I remember the most. I don't remember what she was showing, but the people around me would say, there's Laura Brandon, there's Laura Brandon. And so she was quickly an idol in my eyes just for that, and that was probably about 1968. So I treasure a lot of these friendships I've made in the past, and I think this is one of the great things about the breed is just how it brings so many diverse people together in a common interest.
Well, and it really does. We've got, you know, the Walking Horse family is a great big family of folks that pitch in and help each other, and a lot of tradition that goes along with the Walking Horse family. You know, over the past few months, we've done some things in the industry to help folks that have had physical problems, and we had people that pitched in together as a family to help the folks out in Oklahoma. And the celebration really is a time to get together as family and friends and celebrate not only the horse, but the traditions and the friendships that have developed over the years. And we appreciate everybody that's involved in that. Let me take a minute to mention that this is a call-in show, and we are going to open the lines up for any of our callers out there in just a little bit to call in. And the number is 213-943-3396. 213-943-3396. But we wanted to talk with all of the guests that were scheduled on the show, and I believe in just a little bit Miss Billy Nipper is going to join us, and I'm sure she'll have some stories that she could share. And I think Miss Billy has probably done portraits of for everybody here that's on the call and for their horses. So we appreciate again everybody being on the phone. Russ, you have any questions you want to ask any of these folks or any comments that you want to make?
Yeah, I think if Larry was a real good guy, he'd just bring honors up here and exhibition him, not show him, give all the rest of us a little chance.
Oh, gosh. Larry, what do you say about that?
What? I didn't hear you.
Russ said that if you were a good guy, that you would just bring honors and exhibit him and not show him and give everybody else a chance.
Well, that would be fine with me. I would like that too.
Yeah, I said he ought to be a good guy. He is a good guy. Gary and Larry and Paige and Florence and Ms. Edwards, all of them been good to me. I mean, I bought a lot of my horses from them, and they've always had a great time, and we've always had a little standing thing with me and Gary and Larry and Paige and all of us. I'd always want to come down there and look at horses and stuff, but, you know, Mr. Crowley, he is the same way. We'd always check and see if Ms. Edwards was going to be there, make sure we got lunch out of it, because she's the best cook I've ever been around in my life. And she wasn't going to be there. We'd just plan another week. That's just a true statement. I mean, that family right there has been personal friends of mine forever, and I hope will be forever. But it's been a great, it's like Dee Dee said, it's been a great thing to have the camaraderie and stuff, and people that we sit next to in our box seats, we look forward to seeing them just like we would our aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers. And I mean, they just, it's just all become such a tight relationship that if I wasn't showing this year, I'd have come and just sat in a box and visited. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that's what it's become to us.
Well, I think it is for so many people as well. We've got another caller on here. This may be Miss Billy. Let me see if she's on the line. Is this Miss Billy Nipper?
Good afternoon. It is. Okay.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I think that you must have, you must be listening must to the be show. Because we're getting some feedback. Can you cut that down or off?
I really don't. I'm in Celebration. I don't know anything about this line, so I'm afraid to.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We've got. I hate to listen to myself twice. We've got the Edwards family on, and we have Russ Thompson on, and we have Dee Dee Miller on, we have Denise Bader Keyser, and Wallace and Laura Brandon. So, you want to say hi to these folks?
I would love to. I'm honored to be on it with them.
Well, let me ask you, Miss Billy, what are your favorite memories from your celebration?
I have. Each one of them is very special, the anticipation, the excitement, and everything. But I do have, after I talked to you, I remember I do have five pretty special, but I don't know whether you have time to listen to all of that or not.
Well, you just tell us any of those you'd like to.
Okay. The first one that was so exciting to me was when my good friend Sam Pascal won on Sun's Delight. That's how far back I go. And the next year when he retired, it was a really tearjerker. But the second one is my son, his first year to show at Celebration. He showed in the Walking Pony class. He was a teenager. And number three was Pushover. I was really excited. He was owned by a good friend of mine also, and he really thrilled the crowd when he was in there. My third one is Bud Dunn when he showed a Dark Spirits Rebel. Bud was also a good friend, and also Frank Neal, the one that owned him. And number six was my great granddaughter when she showed in 11 and under as a 6-year-old. So this, all five of them are really special to me.
Well, anytime that you have family that's showing, I know that's got to be special.
Right.
You've painted just about every World Grand Champion starting from when?
Well, Emmett Guy approached me in 1975 about doing the World Champion through the Breeders Association to help promote the breed. And I wasn't sure I was qualified to do it, but I really was excited about trying it. So in 1976, we started off with Shades of Carbon. He was the first one I did. I totaled it up last night. I couldn't remember how many I did, but I've done 39. I missed three, I know, but I'm hoping I can get number 40 next.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that one.
I am too. I'm anxious to see it.
Well, we used this as an image for this show, the warm-up ring. How did you get about painting that one, and how long did that take?
Quite a while, almost a year, or maybe over. Before they built the Blue Ridge Ribbon, I had a small booth there right across from warm-up ring, and watched it every day, and my husband was after me for years to paint that. He said, that's what you should do. And so I tried it, and it was kind of difficult. It took a long time to do it. I really got tired of it at times and had to put it aside. But I'm just glad that everybody liked it so much, and it was special to my family and I think to a lot of other people to see the ring the way it used to be.
Well, it holds a lot of good memories for me. I remember my dad buying horses in that ring. I remember Mr. Rufus Lamb and him selling his pocket knives sitting around the ring.
I saw a lot of that going on and people sitting on the fence whittling and stuff like that, too. And there was a show out there just about all day and all night.
Well, it really was a great memory for a lot of people.
Right.
Now, are you set up and ready to go? Because you've got a building there.
I'm working on it. It isn't ready yet, but I am working on it. But I'm really looking forward to the show and seeing a lot of my old friends that I don't get to see much, and get to see some of my horse buddies show their horses too. So it's an exciting year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it is exciting.
Well, it is exciting.
How many years have you been at Celebration now?
I don't remember how far back it was. The first year I came was Roger's Perfection, and the first painting I sold, I did one of him, and Joe Webb bought it. I was kind of in shock. I didn't believe anybody would buy my work, and it was very much encouraging to me to keep it up. And I've been in the business a long time since then. I painted before that era, but I started doing World Champions in 76.
Well, I think I mentioned to you the other day that I have many, many of your prints
hanging in my home.
Thank you. I'm glad. I hope you're enjoying them.
Well, I do every day.
Okay.
I look forward to coming by and visiting with you at the Celebration this year. And I would encourage all of our listeners to come by and visit. Will you be there most of the time yourself?
Most of the time. If I'm not, just tell whoever's in there to call me and I'll be right down. And I do go in to see the show some, and I have a friend that keeps the shop open when some of the classes are going on. But, yes, I wish everyone would come. I really enjoy seeing everyone.
Well, we look forward to stopping by and say hello. And I hope that most of our listeners will as well.
Well, thank you so much and for letting me be on here. And like I say, I'm honored with the people that you had to be talking to you with them, because I admire every one of them.
Well, we appreciate
you
so much.
And
the contributions that you make to the breed with artwork. And look forward to many more years.
I hope so. Well, I've been in the business a long time. I'm not sure how many more years I can go.
Well, we look forward to
a lot of those years.
Thanks for joining us. Talk with you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, I appreciate Miss Billy taking the time to visit with us on the air, and we were getting some feedback, so I hope that didn't distract folks too much. Let me go back to the Edwards family. Are there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners today that maybe we haven't addressed? And again, we could do a full show just with your family. You have such a legacy that you bring to the walking horse industry.
You think of something, Paige.
I wanted to tell Mrs. Nipper that she is on every wall in our entire house. Her work is on every wall. I'm in the bedroom looking around now, and we don't have a wall without her work. I don't know. The horse business has been good to us, is all I can say. And if without it, we wouldn't have met all the nice people that we've met from east to west and north to south. And I'll be forever grateful. I'll say that.
Well, you've certainly been a blessing to the walking horse industry. And again, you have represented the breed well. You continue to bring great horses to the show ring, and we look forward to many more years of that. And hopefully we can do a show sometime, maybe after the Celebration, just to visit with you folks a little bit, because I know that our listeners would enjoy talking with you more. Paige, I'd like to find out more about your secret to success as far as a breeder, because that's really what puts these horses in the ring, and it starts with the breeding. So we'd love to schedule a show to talk with you sometime.
I can tell you in one sentence right now, you have to be patient enough to raise 50 colts and only expect about one great one out of 50 and be willing to go through the others waiting for that great one.
Well, it's a lifelong commitment to the breed, isn't it?
Sir?
I say it's a lifelong commitment to the breed to continue to breed and try to improve our great horse. So thank you for your contributions, and thanks to Gary and Larry and Florence as well. And, again, I appreciate you being on the call with us today. Look forward to seeing you at the celebration.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're having some great guests, and I appreciate you folks that are still on the line holding on with us. Laura, you've had some pretty good compliments here from some of these folks.
Yeah.
Good.
Sounds good.
You've had quite an influence on folks throughout the years with your showing and with your contributions to the breed. Anything you'd like to share with the listeners that we haven't talked about? And Wallace, I'm still looking for some funny story to come from you.
Well, I wanted to tell the Edwards that I think they should just take honors and just take him around the United States so everybody can see him and see what a real Tennessee walking horse looks like. I think the Purple Strategy people ought to hire him to represent us.
Well, he's a great representative for the breed, so we appreciate having horses like that to entertain us and to thrill us as well. So, but we appreciate all the horses that you and Wallace have brought to the show ring and what you've meant to the industry as well. So thank you so much for that. So, Wallace, anything you want to leave us with?
No, I just enjoyed being in the horse business all these years. We've got the greatest horse in the world, and no question about that. And I'd like to say one thing about the Edwards boys' horses here. I saw him show somewhere not too long ago, and I've seen every great horse that's ever lived. I believe he's the best one I ever saw.
Well, that's quite an endorsement coming from you. So, and I expect they were still listening to the program. So, and let me remind our folks that in just a minute we're going to open the lines up for everybody to start calling in. So the number is 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. And Wallace and Laura, we appreciate you being on the call with us today, and we look forward to seeing you at the celebration this year.
Okay, we'll be there with bells
on. All right, we'll look for you. All right, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're having some great calls and conversation with folks. And Dee Dee?
Yes, sir.
You have been such a quiet co-host, and I hope I haven't just taken all your time so far.
Oh, Lord. Well,
glad to have you on the show. Let's talk a little bit about your celebration experiences and your memories that go along with that.
Well, I think everybody knows my favorite celebration was in 98. In past that, I can't really pinpoint another one that was absolutely so thrilling. But taking it back to what I said earlier, I think the most exciting part of the celebration is getting to see the people that you've made friends with and have become family through the years. And I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't look forward to seeing a special set of people when they come to the celebration. And that's really what makes it a celebration. You know, the great horses and the great people. Coming from Kentucky, as I did, that's my native state, you know, it's just so much fun to see my fellow Kentuckians that I've showed horses with for years and the relationships that we've made. A long history there of great people and great horses from the state of Kentucky.
Well, it really are, and Kentucky has contributed so much with so many horses. Excuse me. You know, the Pusher comes to mind, and Bob McQuarrie. There are a lot of folks that we could have invited on the show, and we wanted to do kind of a cross representation of folks. But what did it mean to you? Because we haven't talked to anybody today that has both owned a world grand champion like you did with Masquerading. What was that like for you?
Most times when you buy a horse, you know, you never really know what you get, and a lot of times that horse really might live up to your expectations, but very few really surpass that. we had bought Masquerading as a 3-year-old, and he was going to be my amateur horse, and we really didn't think anything past that until we were fortunate in 97 to win the amateur stakes. And after that, you know, it was like, well, you've gone as far as you can with him. What are we going to do now? And, of course, Knox Blackburn was our trainer at the time, and we didn't have to ask him twice if he wanted a chance to ride Masquerading in the championship. And that was really exciting, the fact that we had bought this horse as a young horse and were fortunate enough to have such a great individual and great talent that he just kind of kept telling us what he wanted to do, and we were along for the ride.
Well, he was an exciting show horse. It was great to watch you show him, and it was an exciting class the night that Knox won with him back in 1998. And then I guess you've raised a lot of great colts by him over the years, too.
We did. We had a lot of fun with him and his offspring. You know, the Zulu, Phantom Menace, Millennium Masquerade, Blues Q. There were just a lot of great horses. And then it was as much fun to watch other people win with the Masquerading babies as it was really to ride and show them.
Yeah. So, well, both as an owner and then winning the World Grand Championship and then producing colts that were by your horse that have gone on and had such great show careers and continue to contribute, I guess is just an amazing thing that not many people get to experience.
We were very fortunate with that. You know, we've had a lot of great horses through the years, and we have been fortunate to win a lot. You know, it's just been an amazing ride from 1968 to the present.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Hey, we've got a caller from Texas, it looks like, from that extension. Let's see who we have on the line. Good afternoon, and you're live and on the air on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Do we have a caller from Texas? Hello? Well, let's go on just a minute and see. And let me remind you, we're going to take a few more calls before we end the show today. 213-943-3396. And you're welcome to call in and share some of your memories with us. Let me get back to Denise because she's been really patient. Hey, Denise.
Hey.
You are such a sweetheart to stay on the line as long as you have.
I really enjoy listening to everybody, so I'm really having a blast. So all good. Don't worry about me.
Oh, gosh. Well, we appreciate you and everything that you're doing to help promote the Tennessee Walking Horse in Europe and in Germany. And are you bringing horses this year?
No, I'm not bringing any. I have a horse in Tennessee, and that's the one I'm getting to show, so.
Well, great. And what are you going to be showing?
My mare's name is $7, and Charlie Green has her in training, and he's going to show her in the age mare class, and I get to ride her in the adult equitation class. That is my goal for this year.
Well, that's exciting. Well, now
yes.
You have an opportunity to ask a couple of questions now. So Russ is still on the phone, Russ Thompson. And Dee Dee, is there anything that you'd like to ask them or say to them?
I don't really have anything to ask, but I sure remember Dee Dee coming over to Germany and judging the European Championship, and I really enjoyed having her here and get to hang out with her, and I really enjoyed Russ Thompson giving me a hard time at the Kentucky After Christmas sale the first time I got to go there.
Russ, you wouldn't have done that, would you?
I don't remember the old hard time. I just remember how the ugly boy she was with. And but he's a good friend of mine, and, you know, I was always trying to figure out how the feller looked like Russ Keezer got a woman like her, you know. I was trying to learn, you know.
Gosh, that's too funny. That's too funny. Well, they're a pretty good team. It's exciting to be part of this big family, and again, it's a global family. Denise, do you have any other folks from Germany or the Netherlands that you know of that are coming over to visit the celebration this year?
I don't know of anybody coming over this year, but we sure have some friends and some people over here and some customers that are planning on coming, but they can't come this year. But there's a, you know, to them, that's what they look up to. I mean, that's what they want to get to see. I mean, that's as good as it gets for them. So, and everybody wants to be able to have a chance to at least go there and get the feeling and get just to be around to get that atmosphere, because that is something. I mean, when you sit in those boxes and you get to watch everybody's show and you hear that crowd, I mean, that just, it don't get no better.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's pretty exciting. And again, it's a great time to see people that you don't see other times throughout the year. So we look forward to seeing you this year at the celebration, Denise.
I sure look forward to seeing everybody. I'm really excited, and I can't wait to go.
Well, we'll
Denise,
be sure to look for you.
I'd like to say something to Denise, and it's a very heartfelt thank you for all you do over there with the Tennessee Walking Horse. The year that I went over and got to judge, I was just astounded by the quality. And, you know, you just never know when you go into a different place what you're going to see. But the horses were fantastic. And you all are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee, very much. You don't even know.
Well, listen, appreciate
it. A lot of fun along two continents.
Yeah, and it'd be great if we had more horse shows over in Europe that people from here could go over and take their horses and travel.
Oh, yeah, that'd be exciting. That would be cool.
That would be exciting. So, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to do that. Well, listen, I'm gonna let you go, Denise, and appreciate
Thank
so
you.
Much you taking the time to be on the show, and look forward to...
I really
to,
appreciate you having me, and I really enjoyed listening to everybody and to listen to their experiences and... their memories, and it was really good, and really thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you on, and listen, aren't you having the German Championships or something that's coming up at the end of September?
We had the German Championships already in May, and we're having the European Championship in, it starts the 20th of September, and it goes through the 22nd.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we can get you on the show, and we'll talk about what happened at the September show over there. Love to talk to you at any time.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for everything you do, and thanks again for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll do.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got one more person. Let's see if we can get them on the phone. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Priscilla Talley.
Well, Priscilla, how are you?
Hanging in. How about you?
Good. I am so glad that you were able to call today.
Well, I'm here at Mama Dot's, and we've been listening to all these sweet people that we remember.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you could call. So we're going to be looking forward to seeing you at the celebration this year.
Same here. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have a favorite memory that you'd want to share with us?
Too many favorite memories.
Oh, goodness.
I'm with my mom, and she was married to Herschel Talley, and mom. She was reserve ladies amateur champion back a year before she had me. So they had started at the celebration a long time ago.
Gosh, well, you've had some great horses in the show ring yourself.
Well, and, thank you, Gary.
You know, and one of the things too that make up the celebration, in addition to the horses and the people, have been the different events that take place during the celebration, and you can't forget the horse sales that have been so exciting and so much a part of the event of the celebration. And of course, you were involved in the Weiser sale for years and years, and
Jovan and I started it in 1978,
and sure. My dad loved to come to the Weiser sale.
I remember your dad.
Yeah, he was quite a guy, and you know, I haven't shared any of my celebration memories. I'm going to share just this one, and I'll do that while you're on the phone. My dad, in 96, was diagnosed with lung cancer, and the doctor said it was inoperable, and he had about a year to live. And so he had been to every celebration from the start, and started taking us when we were just babies to the celebration. That's why this is my 60th year. I was just a baby when I started going.
Me too, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. But in September or in August, he was in a wheelchair and he was on an oxygen tank, and it was the first year that he had been in that kind of shape. And so there were two things he wanted to do, and one was to come to the Wiser Sale, mm-hmm. and to the celebration for the final night. And so we took him to the Wiser Sale, and he was in his wheelchair with his oxygen tank, and Barry Coffey was there. And Barry was in his wheelchair. And so those two fellows were sitting there and enjoying that Wiser Sale together. And then the celebration was kind enough to get us a box that was wheelchair accessible and parking permits so that he could enjoy that that last celebration. And I remember they asked folks that had been there for the 50 years or had been there for 50 years to stand up. And so I was on one side of my dad and a brother on the other side as we helped him get up out of his wheelchair to stand. And he got to enjoy that final celebration and then passed away 2 weeks after.
And what year was that, Gary?
That was 97.
97, okay.
1997. And to talk about what the celebration means to people, that kind of is an illustration, because I think that if it had not been for the celebration and him wanting to make it one more time, we probably would have lost him a little sooner. So the celebration has had an important part in our life and in so many people's lives through generations, and that's a year and a memory that I'll always cherish. So that's my little contribution to the show today, but it's a pleasant memory. And
yes,
and,
it is, and I'm glad you shared that with us.
Yeah.
What a terrific.
Well, it really is an event that people need to experience, and again, it's family and relationships that have made the celebration what it is for 75 years, and we appreciate each of your contributions to having made the celebration what it is through your horse sales and showing and the friendships that have developed over these years, so we just appreciate that so much. Yeah. Priscilla, is there anything else that you'd want to share with us?
Not unless Mother wants to. You want to share anything, Mom?
Tell him I'm 70 years old and I'm still here.
Mom is 90 years old and still here.
Well, I hope she's here for 100 plus. I hope
Me
she's
too.
Here with us for 100 plus. You know, this is going to be a big year for everybody with the diamond anniversary of the celebration. And we're looking forward to a big celebration and some great memories to be made. As well. So we're getting a little bit short on time, and I appreciate again everybody joining us on the show today. Russ Thompson, you have hung in, and bless your heart for doing that, and thanks for sharing things with us.
You betcha. I enjoy hearing all this stuff, and like Priscilla there, you know, Joe Van and all the I bought all my trucks from Joe Van for years and years and years down Nayrap, Alabama, and a lot of times he'd bring them to the truck, or little Joe would drive them to the sale, and I'd pick them up there and go on back home, and it's just a great thing. Me and David Lander and little Joe used to ride around over at Celebration Grounds, and we'd see Charlie Bobo and Bud Dunn and Billy Gray, and we'd say, one of these days, that's going to be us, you know, we had a big time with it, and we always wanted to just get there. And the common thread through all this is the horse, and it's just been a hell of a ride for us. And like just listening to everything there, like Dee Dee saying, seeing her babies out there showing. I've never had the experience but work with one masquerading horse, and I've got a horse named Masquerading Masterpiece and Cindy Hiding. They own a bunch of horses, and she loves to ride that one more than any of them in the world. Now, I mean, that's just her baby, you know. So it's you know, like me, you know, Jamie, my son, shows and seeing your kid out there riding horses and knowing where his aims are and his thoughts, and it's just exciting, you know. That's the reason I always say that, you know, our common thread is the horse, and that's the reason we keep trying to bring this horse to the forefront in everything that we do, because my grandkids, you know, I don't know whether they want to be trainers or not, but I wish this horse was here to for them to make their own minds up, because it's been a great ride of my life.
Well, that's our hope. I think that we all are looking forward to the future with this horse and being able to put our kids and grandkids and relatives, you know, in that position that they have a great horse as we've had to show and can move forward.
Well, amen to all of that. And I have grandchildren that I hope will get to enjoy the walking horse for years to come and expose them to this big family that we share together. And again, I appreciate so much each of you being on the show today and joining us. It's been kind of a special show to me. I wish that, and I'd like to have more folks back on to talk a little bit more in depth about the relationship with the horses and maybe be able to have folks call in and ask questions, because we didn't allow people to ask questions today. But it's been great to share these stories and some of the memories that have been shared today. So I appreciate very much each one of you taking time to join us today on this show. And again, let me remind you, you can listen to this in a podcast in about an hour after the show is over. So it'll be available to you to go back and listen to. You can download it and save this so that you can go back and listen to it time and time again. So thanks so much for joining us. A couple of things that let me mention before we go off and end the show today. Next week on the show, we're going to have Tom C., who is the host of Best of America by Horseback, that will be joining us with Sarah Nelson, who is the development director for the American Heart Association. And you guys might enjoy this. They have a heart beach ride in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's going to come up the end of October. And is 5 days. They'll have over 1,100 horses and riders there, and they will be raising close to $250,000 for heart research. And so they're going to be on the show next week to join us and talk about that ride and the events and how people can get involved. And then coming in September, we're going to change the format of the show just a little bit. We'll still have our talk with our guest, but we'll be doing Campfire Cafe, if I can get that out. And we'll have musical guests that will be on, and we'll be sharing some of their music and some of their stories. And we're just tickled to death to have as our first guest Michael Martin Murphy. And so he's a great artist, a great fella, and we're looking forward to starting that segment with Campfire Cafe and Michael Martin Murphy to kick that off. We'll have Backcountry Horsemen of America that will be joining us to talk about trail issues that we need to be aware of, and they'll be doing a monthly segment on the show. And then we'll have Tales from the Trails that will be starting in September, and a great group of folks from horse trails and camping across America will join us to share information about the horse trails and the camping across this beautiful United States. So a lot of new things that are coming up on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And we invite everybody to join us at noon Central Standard Time each Thursday on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And let me say again, thank you to Russ and to Dee Dee and to Priscilla and to all of our other great guests for having joined us for the show today. And be sure and tune in next week for Equestrian Legacy Radio. And we remind you that if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you, Gary. It's been great.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Lovely.